overcome in my life, overcome in the lives of those gathered here. Will you come and reign supreme? Will you come again and reign victorious? Will you come again, Lord Jesus, and have way within us? Have your way amongst us. Have your way in my life. Have your way in the lives of those that are gathered. Come and be glorified in our midst. We pray to you, God. We ask you that heaven today, this afternoon, would come and touch earth once again. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your kingdom come and establish your rule again within us, that we give you free access today. Lord God, we stand in awe of you. We stand in awe of you. You're the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. We stand in awe of you. King Jesus, we stand in awe of you. Holy Spirit, we say, come, reveal more of Jesus. Reveal more of your Son to us today. Reveal more of Jesus Christ to us today. The Lamb of Calvary, come and let him warm our hearts again. Let the Son of Righteousness be risen in our midst again this afternoon, God. Let the Son of Righteousness be risen with healing in his wings. Come and bring your healing, Father, into the hearts, into the minds, into our emotions, into our souls. Your word declares, you restore my soul. I invite you, Lord God, come by the power of your Spirit. Come with the Son of Righteousness, with healing in your wings. Come and bring restoration to us. Come and make us more like your Son. Change us and make us more like Jesus. Let your kingdom be more established in me when I leave than when it was when I came, Father. Let me be more like your Son at the end than I was at the beginning. We invite you, Holy Spirit, come. Have your way. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. You're welcome here. Come and have your way. Come and anoint each one of us afresh with your Spirit. You said, Lord God, you have an anointing which abides. You have an anointing which remains. We long for you, Father, to work through us day by day under the anointing of your Spirit, so that the world will know, so that the hurting will know, so that the destitute will know, so that the hopeless will have a hope and a future. We ask you, God, come and anoint us with your Spirit today, that we may be effective for you in the world where we work and the world where we live. Come, Lord Jesus, and have your way right now. Be glorified in our midst, in Jesus' name.
Mola chiede shola na ne no ma shole. No hola na na ya kura ya suno ne ela. Mola da di shoni ya na ma ya to kore sa na ma lo tura. Mela ta shora da no shone ela ta da di kura. Mola haria te shona ma kara to. Mala te kira sa na muhulo to. Do karaniye te adamoko, kureti sena moloto kureti, ode neharoko. Oh my Father, your compassion on me overwhelms me. Your mercy is so good to me. O Savior, healer, restorer of my soul, my heart rejoices. O Jesus, my heart rejoices in God my King. My heart rejoices. O magnify the Lord. All you his saints.
Just as we were singing that, I had a picture of what I think is supposed to be someone's heart. It's like there's a big some kind of container with a load of dirt in it, and it's been sort of like dug out, but there's still residue of dirt in there. And as we sung the song, sung the words that Jesus conquered the grave, it was almost as if I could still smell the grave. And it's like, yeah, you've kind of conquered it, but there's still residue, there's still dirt in me, and I can still smell a bit of the grave. And I don't know if this is for anyone in particular, but if that is, then I'd love to just pray over you. Father God, thank you that you are good in all of your works and you don't leave us half finished. God, thank you that your salvation is complete, that you cried out, it is finished, and you meant it. And Lord, I declare that over anyone here who feels like you've kind of sorted them out, but you've kind of left some brokenness for them to work through themselves. It is not true. Jesus, thank you that you want to come and restore every aspect and restore their soul completely. And we just pray for complete healing, complete restoration, completion of your salvation and whatever that looks like for those people. We just declare that heart that was once full of dirt, that has been totally cleaned out, will now be filled with your spirit, filled with peace and righteousness in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Just one word. The word is abundance. 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 I just feel God saying, there is abundance. There is abundance in me. Abundant grace. So if you feel like that, what Naomi just shared, that feels like there is abundance in God. That his grace is abundant. It is abundant. It is overflowing. It is overwhelming. It overwhelms your soul right now. It overwhelms your soul. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Just receive the abundance of God. He doesn't give reluctantly, grudgingly. He's an abundant God. He's an abundant God. Deeper, deeper than you've ever gone before. God's love reaches deeper. Further, further than you've ever run from him. God's love reaches further. It's abundant. It's beyond our expectations. It's more than we can ask or imagine. Thank you, God. He's an abundant God. If you think you've exhausted him, you've only just scratched the surface. He's so abundant. We love you. We love you, our abundant God.
This morning when I came, there was a mountain in front of me. And that mountain was my depression. And when we did that exercise this morning, I gave my depression to God. And he turned it to ashes. And what he gave back to me was freedom from doubt. But not freedom from doubt in him, but freedom from doubt in myself. And that didn't just stop there. That's gone on since then. And I think a lot of you may have felt this morning, that as we've gone on through this day, God has just impacted our lives more and more. So I just want to say, we praise you, God. We want to give you all the honor, the power, the praise, the glory, for you are our God, and there is no other. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Thank you. Well, please take your seats. And find some amazing things happening. And it really is so important that we're able to share these testimonies so we can rejoice together. So let's welcome Marco.
Fantastic. Could I have that mic? Is that all right? Thank you so much. Hello again. That you came back is a good news. Always good news around people. Who's left? I'm joking. Ready for session two? Fantastic. So we're going to go practical. But thirst, not thirst, first, first, also thirsty for God, but first, we're going to have some stories. So Steve, can you come up? I asked you, Steve, to just lead some story time, and he'll explain a bit more about it.
So at TSM, we love worship, love the word, love Jesus. That's obvious, isn't it? But we also love hearing what God is doing. What's really amazing is my father is always speaking. He's always healing. He's always setting people free. He's always breaking chains. He's always lifting up our heads. He's always speaking words of encouragement. He changes our lives. And as we draw closer to him, sorry, this is a preach. No. What we're going to do is we're going to have story time. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus and what he's been doing in our lives. And so what we want to do is we just want to encourage some people to come up. How many? Let's do four or five. Can we have four or five people just come forward? Just make a bit of a line. We're going to just want to invite you to come up. Just share a little bit about what maybe the Father has done just in the first session. Because we want to celebrate what he's doing in you. We want to honor you. One of our cultural values is acceptance. The Father has accepted me, and I want to accept everybody else. And so this is one of the things that we do. Whatever the Father is doing in your heart, we want to accept that. We want to celebrate that. We want to just rejoice. But there's also a power in a testimony. When I share my testimony, it opens up hope in someone's life. Yeah? And so can I have four or five come up real quick? Please, come on up. Just share briefly. I don't know how much time we have, but if you could just share briefly, let's celebrate these guys coming up. Fantastic. Fantastic. And so just share a little bit about what the Father's doing, maybe a breakthrough, whatever it is. We're gonna celebrate because he's really good.
So in the exchange exercise this morning, I had two things I was bringing before God. And then two things that he gave to me, and I'll just go through those. So the first one was fear. So I just brought fear to God, and he just took that away, and he just pushed it away, and it was gone. And then I asked, "What are you giving me?" And he said, "Well, I saw these wonderful robes, like these robes of authority, you know, like people wear in the House of Lords. So it's these robes of authority." And it was really powerful sort of feeling that that's what God is giving us, or giving me that authority. So that was good. And then the second one was guilt. And as I gave him that guilt, I saw him, you're going to have to hold this. Well, just hold it for me. I saw him taking the guilt and putting it into both of his hands on the cross and just dealing with it like that. So that's, he has dealt with that. And instead of that, he gave me a sword. Yeah, and there's a picture that God's given me before, but it's not just a sword, it's like a massive sword. So it's the word. And so that's what he was doing. Good.
Oh, fantastic. Let's celebrate. Isn't the Father fantastic?
Right. I don't actually need this. Okay, now this is going to be quite difficult considering my role. God loves me. Thank you, Janet. So the first time that Janet asked me to say that this morning, I couldn't say it. And I, this is still a work in progress, but I'm saying it by faith that God loves me. That God loves me. And it's not down to what I do or what I say. God loves me.
Spectacular. I love Jesus.
Me too. So with the exchange practice that we did earlier, I felt God say to me, vanity, but not in my looks, in a perception of being holy, of having a good relationship with God, of people thinking that I do. And I handed it to him, and he took it in his hands, and he blew it into a beautiful butterfly, and it just flew away. And really, I asked him what he wanted to give me, and it was just wisdom, and I just felt like he's saying, it doesn't matter if you don't think other people believe you. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in yourself. And I sat down, crossed my legs, and wept because he told me he believes in me. And he believes in me. My dad believes in me. And then throughout the time, I just felt like I had an overwhelming heart for other people. I just wanted to pray for other people so much because he believes in me. And yeah, so he's shown me a piece of his heart. Not only for me, but for others. So yeah, it's good.
Oh, fantastic. It's good. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Sam.
Hi, yeah. So this morning when we did the exchange, I felt something on my heart. I couldn't put my finger on what it was that God wanted me to give to him. And then Steve came and spoke to me and had a word, kind of seeing that I had this lie over me that I thought I was too young to step into God's calling and the things that he's put on my heart, really. So I gave that to him. He kind of chucked it away. And then he stepped forward and put this crown of authority on my head. So, yeah. Yeah, it's so awesome.
Thank you. Bless you.
Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, there's a lot of Steves in my life. You're another one. It's just the way the things have gone this morning. It's a lot of things driven by the power of God about his love. And I just remembered something I said at Chelsea Street Emmanuel about a year ago, an incident where I was walking up Silver Street in Durham, quite a steep bank, and I walked by this guy in a wheelchair who just stopped. And, you know, I looked and I thought, well, you know, I can't get him at the top of this hill because I've got arthritis in this knee. You know, I got about 10 paces past and I thought, you know, what am I going to do here? You know, God's watching, so to speak. So I went back and I pushed him up. And this guy's called Barry and he's the most miserable guy you'll ever meet. He's in a wheelchair. He's always on buses. He never says hello or nothing. You know, but I did it, and it cost us 4 days for the knee, you know. But, you know, God's not after our money or our knees. He's after our hearts, you know. And it was 3 days later I got off at the hospital, and there he was waiting to get on the bus. And he actually said hello. You know, I mean, I don't think he's ever said that before, even smiled before, but, you know, just keep remembering that. Now, God doesn't just want our hearts. He wants us to live from them because God lives in our hearts. You know, and when we can surrender to that and understand that, then we can start living God's will and not ours. You know, God bless you all.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you very much. Love Jesus.
Wow, so good. I love hearing stories. You know, the great thing about stories is it just constantly re-emphasizes that it's not about the expert. It's about all of us.
and all of our conversations with the Holy Spirit and with the Father and Jesus. Isn't that good? Good. So, you can turn to Jeremiah 1 for me. While you're doing that, I'm just going to quickly talk about some products that we've got, if you don't mind that. So we've got just a product table out in the hallway that we just put up. We've got several people of King's Arms are authors, and they've written books. We just released a book called Multiplying Disciples. Things like the exchange tool that we did, there is another name for it as well that's a bit broader and bigger. It's called the Eject Tool, and you can find that in the book. And there's loads of other tools that we use just to help people in their discipleship journey. So just have a flick through that, and if you're interested, then you can buy that. And just some other books. We've got Naturally Supernatural in there from Wendy Mann is there, just about our journey of the supernatural. So just take a look out there. Just here's three different things. These are download cards. And just a bit of a different thing you do. What you do is you buy one of these cards from us here today, cash your card, and then there is a code on the back of every card, and then you can redeem audio or video from our online store. So there is different themes. This is a series that Simon Holly did in our church called Victim to Creator, and it's just about how to work from a victim mentality to a creator mentality, because Scripture says that we are more than overcomers. Yes, even if really most of us have had things in our lives that have happened to us, circumstances that happened to us, things that have done against us, but the Bible helps us to overcome that and how to come into a creator mentality where we are secure in who we are. So that's available. Who should we give this away to? What should we do, Amanda? All right then. Okay, we had Randy Clark coming last year, which was absolutely amazing. Randy Clark is coming again in July this year to King's Arms if he wanted to come along. And he did a healing school, and he did a session about impartation as well. I'm not going to explain loads about it. Who currently needs healing in, I think, have you got like a burn? Has anyone got a burn on their hands? Is that right? Had. But is there still a scar tissue left? Okay. I just want to give that to you with a word of knowledge. So just lay hands on your arm quickly for me. In the name of Jesus, I say scar tissue, go. In the name of Jesus, any issues left from burns, leave right now. Amen. You don't have to pray long, you know, to help for it to work. Anyway, here's another one. Be blessed. Simon, who leads our church, he had a prophetic word from someone, Alan Scott, and he said, you need to be aware that what you bless, God will bless. And then what happened afterwards, he was like, this whole thing about blessing, what is that about? You know, we often say, hey, bless you, or and that's only after sneezing, and nothing else. Or we say, bless you, and we kind of mock them. Yeah, well, bless you. Yeah, you're not doing so well. Bless you. Or bless her, you know. And actually, Scripture is full of blessing. And Simon did a study about the theology of blessing and how important that was. And one of the things that he says is when Jesus ascended, the last thing that he did on earth, he blessed the disciples. So really great teaching. That's just one talk, but only £4. So who would like this? Can you just give that to her? Thank you so much. Okay, Jeremiah 1. I love this. Who was sharing the story? What's your name that you thought you were too young? What's your name? Sam. Oh, pay attention to this. The word of the Lord came, verse 4b. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord. We should bring that word back, eh? Alas! That's beautiful. I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you.
Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me saying, what do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. And the Lord said to me, that's rubbish. That's too simple. No, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? I see a pot that is boiling, I answered. It is tilting toward us from the north. You know what? Scripture doesn't talk a lot about how to prophesy. It kind of assumes it's part of the deal of being a Christian. You cannot find many places in Scripture where Paul or Jesus says, step one, do this. Step two, do this. Now, anytime I teach on the prophetic, everyone is always like, can you just tell me step one, step two, step three? The reality is, it is part of our union with Christ that we can hear his voice. And hearing his voice, there is no formula to it. You can hear God, you can see things, you can sense things, you can smell things, you can have dreams, you can see angels, you can have visions, you can have trances, and they all are biblical. You can see all these things through Scripture. Here is the reality. It's way more important why we prophesy. Why we prophesy. But here is one exception in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, one of the main prophets, the major prophets of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and he is starting to learn how to prophesy. And God simply says this. Close your eyes. What do you see, Jeremiah? What do you see? Well, I see just a picture of a sunflower. And we hear that if someone says that, and you're like, oh, man, great, lovely. An encouraging sunflower. Everyone got a sunflower. That's what the equivalent is. And what does God say? You have seen correctly. We think that the prophetic has to be about this really complicated, mysterious, mystical experience of suddenly seeing the heavens open up above us and revealing that. Now, I love it because that does happen sometimes. However, for main and the plain, let's just take the mystery out of it and say, what do you see? And trust that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So that's what we're going to do right now. What do you see exercise? And I call this by a different name. And it's called the orange dinosaur. That's when I read the scripture, I see. What do you see? I see an orange dinosaur. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have fun in the prophetic. So what I would like you to do right now is find someone else in the room, one other person, and you assign one person is A and the other person is B. Go for that now. Just someone that you don't know or not know that well. Not your partner, at least. No, don't do anything yet. Only A and B. Yeah, you don't mind. I don't mind. If there is someone alone. Okay. Don't talk. Don't chat. I'm not finished yet. Oh, there's a couple of people running out. Just sit down. Sit down. Find it. Don't do anything yet. Find a space. Wave at me if you don't have any partner yet. Who doesn't have a partner yet? Can you go together? Anyone else? Wave at me. There's another person there. And another person here. Who's hiding? Come out of hiding. You're safe here with me. Come on. There is another lady here, so maybe they can go together. Who is alone still? Are you still alone? Who is? Can someone else go with her? Yeah, go on, Steve. Thank you. Fantastic. So, have you decided who's A and B? Just wave at me if you're A.